Now, in verse 5, the writer here is showing that Christ is superior to angels. He sets forth the deity of Christ in the way in which Christ is superior to angels. He's a son. They are creatures. They are servants. And the son receives worship, never angels. He is the heir. They are not. He's the ruler, they are not. He is the creator, and they are creatures. Now he sets forth in the remainder of chapter 2, again, the superiority of Christ to angels, but now the humanity of Christ. That is something that needs to be emphasized as well as the deity of Christ. You see, he brought deity down to this earth. He took humanity back to heaven. We've emphasized that, and this chapter will again emphasize it. Now, in verse 5, and let me read there, "For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come of which we speak." Now, to begin with, let's understand what world he's talking about. I do not know why, but a great many folk immediately, when you speak of the world to come, they think of heaven. Well, the word here for world is oikoumene, and that means the inhabited earth. That means actually the people on this earth. And it's used in Matthew 24:14, where this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the habitable earth, you see. And then in Romans 10:18, "Yes, verily their sound went out into all the inhabited earth." Therefore, this word could not refer to heaven or actually to eternity. And it does not refer to this economy or dispensation of grace that we live in today, but it speaks of the messianic kingdom, the kingdom that's coming on the earth. And again, let me say, for the Hebrew believer who was schooled in the Old Testament, the theme song of the Old Testament is the coming kingdom over which one in David's line will reign. And that became the theme song of every one of the prophets, the messianic kingdom. Now, what he's saying here is something very important. Unto the angels, he has not put in subjection the millennial kingdom that's coming on the earth. Not only have they not ruled in the past, they've been servants and messengers. Not only are they just servants today, but in the future, they will not rule. They will continue to be servants. That is the thought that he's expressing here.